Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Dr. Greg Dowd of NCBA's Washington office in just a moment.
It's time again for the Chris Black Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale beginning at noon Saturday, June 5th at the ranch just north of Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Nearly 600 head will sell, featuring 500 fall calving bred heifers and cows, 60 spring calving pairs, and 30 herd bull prospects ready to turn out. As always, this program is known for quality and customer service. You can view the cattle anytime during the week. For more information, call Chris at 580-309-0711 or visit their website at collinscattleservices.com for more information.
If you own a small business in Oklahoma, you need to hear this. Insure Oklahoma is a health care subsidy designed to cover 60% or more of monthly health insurance premiums for low to moderate income employees.
Oklahoma is doing something for the small business.
It's really a win-win situation.
We can have the same insurance as the Fortune 500 companies at an affordable rate.
Go to InsureOklahoma.org for details or call 888-365-3742.
Even in the midst of the economic turmoil that we've been experiencing globally, U.S. beef exports have done very well, thank you. Chief Economist of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Greg Dowd, says he's got a little secret for us.
What you probably didn't know is that in the last 2 weeks, 2 weeks back to back, all-time record in terms of beef export tonnage and the export sales report. It's pretty good out there, the export business. You've got Greater China, you've got South, which is China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Vietnam, South Korea. South Korean business is finally starting to come online. Japanese seasonally is starting to come online. We're doing a nice little piece of business to Europe, which is non-hormone treated cattle. I saw something the other day that we're dying for non-hormone treated cattle right now. The reason being is because the Brazilian business is off about 50% these last few weeks. It isn't because Brazil's making less beef. It's because they're eating it at home. The Brazilian economy is red hot. The Argentine herd, their whole situation is so much in shambles that you've got some Brazilian beef actually going into Argentina. The final piece of this is actually Russia. And most people have forgotten about this, but in the first 8 or 9 months of 2008, Russia was the biggest beef importer in the world, even ahead of the U.S. Then after oil price collapsed and their economy collapsed, we saw them kind of evaporate here. But as the oil price comes back, here they come again with a vengeance. And I think this Russian business, we are dollar for dollar competitive versus the Brazilians because of the exchange rate. You're going to see some really interesting things happen this summer with rounds to Russia that we've probably never seen before.
Now, with all these other things happening, it makes Japan maybe a little less important. I mean, they're important, but they're not essential, I guess you might say, in this puzzle. But I know you still would like to see at least that 30-month threshold, right?
Well, coming back to answer your first question here, I'm not trying to avoid you, but my point is we've got a big election in Japan in sometime here in July. And we've got to be a little patient with them. They've got a new group. We've got a new administration. The secretary, I think, did a great job of saying, look, let's kind of start from scratch here, get to know each other, and kind of work on these things as they come. And I think both sides have kind of decided to, after this election is over, put together some teams, sit down. We know that Japan probably has to change its domestic regulation with regard to this whole 20 and under testing regime that they have. I think it's going to come, but I think Japan will do it on their own time, and I think we're going to have to be patient.
NCBA's chief economist, Dr. Greg Dowd. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
For over 116 years, W.B. Johnson Grain Company has had a simple philosophy: focus on the farmer. Staying true to this tradition, W.B. Johnson Grain has opened in excess of 4 million bushels of additional space to accommodate the needs of our customers for this year's wheat harvest. As a company, Johnson's goal is to listen and respond to what farmers are telling us. That's why we are continually striving to provide the best service possible to aid in the success of our customers by meeting their storage needs. To learn more, call Johnson's at 580-233-5800.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.